packed a lot of living into his presidency. I will be charitable and say that, you know, his presidency itself was uneven. Some people would judge it more harshly. He did that, have the Camp David Accords. He did do more on building America's defenses and fighting the Soviet Union than a lot of people give him credit for. But his post-presidency, that's where he really shone. He was an excellent post-president. He built houses for the poor. He traveled the world for peace. He wrote books. He was always a force speaking out for peace in the world. You know, something durable like the Camp David Accords, you know, which were passed in 1978, are still in effect today. There's still peace between Israel and Egypt. So it was an historic achievement that he hammered out all by himself. It never would have come about if it hadn't been for Jimmy Carter.
I am old enough to remember the Carter administration, I'll admit that. And what I recall is how very down I felt during those years because of the struggles he and this country were facing, not the least of which was the economy, but also the Iranian hostage crisis. It's really remarkable how a president who left office with really not the best of approval ratings has turned his image around to such a degree.
Well, you know, that speaks to his resilience. I mean, look at, he was in hospice care for how long? What, 24 months? You know, most people go into hospice care in the last a couple of weeks. He was a tough old bird, and he was not a quitter. You know, he kept at it even after his presidency. You know, he lost ignobly. He lost in a landslide to Ronald Reagan, but he went on as a former president to really shine. You know, more than any other former president I can think of. Who really stayed in the public eye, continued doing good work, continuing doing charitable work, continuing speaking his mind. He was really quite a remarkable former president.